Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Tuesday, August 25th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to kick things off, last night was the opening night of the Republican National Convention, which included speakers such as Senator Tim Scott, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Donald Trump Jr., and President Trump himself. Traditionally, presidential candidates are showcased during the final night of the convention. However, President Trump has made it very clear that he plans on speaking all 4 days of the convention. Now, the focus for last night's event was highlighting President Trump's record on the economy and the coronavirus pandemic, while criticizing Joe Biden and the Democratic Party as both radical and weak. Speakers alluded to more riots in the street, an increase in crime, and fiscally irresponsible policies if Joe Biden wins the election. And according to President Trump, mail-in voting is the one thing that can make that a reality, given the difficulty of accurately counting all mail-in ballots. Moving forward, viewers can expect to see First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Pence, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell over the next 3 days of the convention. Unfortunately for President Trump, trying to build momentum for the presidential election isn't the only thing on his plate right now. The New York Attorney General is investigating whether the Trump Organization or the president intentionally inflated the value of his assets and financial filings. Keep in mind, the civil investigation started in March of last year, but it's really starting to pick up some steam, as a New York court recently issued subpoenas for several key Trump Organization executives, including Eric Trump. Now for our third story of the day, we're seeing some new faces in the bid to acquire TikTok's U.S. operations. Right now, the two key players are Oracle and Microsoft, but General Atlantic and Sequoia Capital have actually partnered with Oracle to help strengthen its bid. The two investment firms are already major investors in TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, and also hold seats on the company's board. Add in the fact that President Trump has given public support for the Oracle bid, and it makes things very promising for the company, but the key factor here is that the sale has to happen within the Trump administration's 45-day deadline, or the app will be banned in the U.S. Now all bidders have been asked to submit offers by the end of this week in order to meet the administration's deadline. As for other legal issues taking place right now, Apple had an early win yesterday after a U.S. district judge ruled that the tech giant does not have to immediately reinstate Fortnite on its App Store. On the other hand, it wasn't a complete loss for Fortnite's parent company, Epic Games, as the judge did grant the company's request for a temporary order blocking Apple from limiting its key graphics technology, called Unreal Engine, to other apps, according to Bloomberg. Neither company has responded to the ruling, but the judge did say that the case isn't a quote-unquote slam dunk for either side, and warned that the temporary restraining order wouldn't influence the final outcome of the lawsuit. Now for our last story of the day, the Dow Jones is making some huge changes. The index, which comprises of 30 stocks, is removing ExxonMobil, Pfizer, and Raytheon Technologies in exchange for Salesforce, Amgen, and Honeywell International. Dow Jones executives claim that the changes were prompted by Apple's decision to do a 4-to-1 stock split, and while the split doesn't impact the company's $2 trillion valuation, it would give the IT sector a smaller representation in the Dow Industrials. With that in mind, that's all we have for you this Tuesday morning. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Wednesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.